Sometimes we climb a mountain, sometimes we walk the fells. By car, on foot, by bike, on our way we stop, look back. And below us, sometimes visible, sometimes not, is the path or highway we've been following. Ahead of us is more climbing, and the path may vanish into the clouds. But just at this moment, what matters is the pause we can make, the food and drink we take in for the rest of the journey. If we look back along the path of Eucharists that we have traveled, we shall not always remember where it started. Did the Eucharistic path ever really travel so close to the language of eating the flesh and drinking the blood of Christ as came to us in today's Gospel? A document from the 2nd century, that is, between the years 100 and 200 AD, records an accusation of cannibalism against the Christians in Ostia, the port city for ancient Rome. "You eat the flesh and you drink the blood." The accusation was refuted, but the charge and the suspicion remained. The ancient path of today's Eucharist did indeed pass that way. And if we look at the various refuges along the path, we shall find some that offer a view that makes sense, and some a view that makes no sense, and the ones which make sense to us may make sense to others. But as the path has wound its way along, Christians have picked up and carried with them fragments from the old refuges, and they are with us today, at today's pause, at today's revictualling. The earliest pauses leave us with groups of words from the New Testament. Communion, Holy Communion, supper, sacrifice. "This is my body, this is my blood." "Took bread, gave thanks, took the cup. Drink, each one of you, of this for the forgiveness of sins." For some, the words inspire confidence. What better than to be invited to a meal by Jesus Christ himself? What better than to break bread with him, drink wine with him? But for some, the word "holy" in Holy Communion is a deterrent. There was a fellow traveler along this road whom I knew as Queenie. She went to every communion service, but she never went forward. She never took bread or wine. She had quarreled badly with her sister years before, and she could not forgive herself for her part in it. And in her own eyes, she was not fit ever again to take communion. It was too holy for her. She was not worthy to share a meal with Jesus. And she could not take on board the notion that it is not for us to forgive ourselves. God forgives. "So, Queenie, you should eat the bread and drink the cup." But no, the holiness of the communion kept her away. And for some, the word communion says all, close sharing with Jesus Christ in his bread and his wine. "That's what I need each week, the moment of kneeling and receiving, the closest expression of relationship with him. Draw near with faith. You bet I'll draw near with faith. That rail is where I meet God in Christ most closely. And having met him there, I trust that having eaten that bread, that body, and with today's reading, that flesh, he will be within me as I leave this place and go about his business, living in his world. For others, communion has other connotations. Once I came here with other people, people I knew, husband or wife I lived with and loved, child in arms who never made it beyond infancy or childhood, parents who cherished us through all the delight and sorrow and anxiety we could throw at them as we grew up, and others remember hurried, dangerous Eucharists on a front line somewhere in Burma, Europe, or in an Atlantic convoy. And briefly kneeling again, as once upon a time we knelt there together, in other churches, in this one, in other battlefields, there is a reuniting, a communion with those who have gone ahead of us to, and here's another phrase from another refuge, the heavenly banquet that you have prepared for all mankind. And there's another word, solidarity, that comes to mind when we talk of communion, a joining with and a supporting of Christians who take bread and drink wine in danger of their life, family, or home. And they stand shoulder to shoulder with our ease and affluence in their own poverty and hunger and wretchedness. We have here at this communion togetherness with the exile and the refugee, the asylum seeker, and persecuted minorities of every kind. Others come for renewal and nourishment, a feeding, as the service says, a weekly fix that allows us to take stock of the battles or what we reckon to be the minor mistakes since we last met, or more seriously of regrets and indelible experiences over a lifetime that never go away. Week by week we come to be assured of God's forgiveness, that all is now well, that guilt and shame, while never forgotten, need not shackle and paralyze us from living, from concentrating on the here and now, from eating, from sleeping. I go forward. I take the bread in my hand, and no matter what I have done, to use the old word, not matter what my sin may be, the ideas of sin and sacrifice fuse together. Of themselves, neither may now appeal very much, but that particular combination can spell for some release and freedom to live fully and breathe freely again. And the words and ideas may come from a stopping place far back along the Eucharistic path. But it is still and inescapably the path that leads us to today's bread and wine. And those who kneel with us have not all come with the same need. Not all cherish the words and the phrases and ideas that so appeal to us. Not all come in confidence. Some stand by us diffidently. Some just come, not knowing how the path to today's Eucharist has woven its way through the centuries. They know nothing of the blood, whether it be Christ's or Christian, that has been shed over this sacrament along the way. Simply, I am here, I will walk forward when others walk forward, I will kneel with others kneel. I too will eat and drink and find explanations later. In all this jumble and jungle of allusions and references, needs, experiences, and personalities, it all comes together here and now. And at the very, very beginning of the Eucharistic path, as we look back, there is always that one Jesus breaking bread for eating, passing the cup for drinking, and his invitation is still the same. Take, eat, this is my body, my flesh, as St. John in today's reading put it. Each one of us, drink of this cup. We differ so much, but we meet, each in our own way, our common host, Jesus Christ, and his invitation is ours to accept. Amen.